In Search of ET's Breath, presented by Science at NASA. Advanced space telescopes might soon probe far-off worlds for the chemical signatures of alien life. January 10, 2002. If ET is out there, whether in the form of intelligent beings or much simpler organisms, we may soon be hot on its trail. For the first time in history, the dream of searching for signs of life in other solar systems belongs not only on the philosopher's wish list, but on the list of doable and planned human endeavors. Momentum is gaining rapidly. Only 6 years ago, the first planet around another sun-like star was discovered by scientists using Doppler detection, a method that reveals Jupiter-sized planets close to their parent suns. Today, we know of more than 80 candidates for such worlds, and more are being found all the time. Scientists crossed a new frontier in exoplanet research just last year when, using the Hubble Space Telescope, they detected sodium in the atmosphere of a large alien world orbiting the star HD 209458. The Hubble data not only revealed that exoplanets have atmospheres, but also that we can analyze them from a distance. For the first time, humans are both discovering and exploring worlds outside the solar system. So far, all known extrasolar planets are hot gas giants, unlikely abodes for life. In fact, some are so large that they might not be planets at all, but a kind of star called a brown dwarf. Of greater interest are Earth-sized planets, which are too small for even the Hubble Space Telescope to detect. Nevertheless, astronomers believe they exist. Enter Kepler, a space telescope approved recently by NASA. Beginning in 2006, Kepler will monitor about 100,000 nearby stars, searching for the slight dimming that occurs when an orbiting planet blocks some of the parent star's light. Because Kepler will be sensitive enough to detect planets as small as Earth, this celestial survey will give scientists an idea of how common Earth-like planets are and identify candidates for further study. If all goes as planned, another important tool for exploring such planets will be operating by the end of this decade. Called the Terrestrial Planet Finder, or TPF, this space telescope will use a technique called interferometry to dramatically reduce the obscuring glare from a planet's parent star, allowing scientists to see the planet itself. It's quite a challenge. The website for the European Space Agency's similar Darwin Project notes that looking for planets around nearby stars is like trying to discern, from a vantage point 1,000 kilometers away, the feeble light from a candle next to a lighthouse. Indeed, it's a daunting challenge, but worth the effort. The goal is nothing short of finding worlds that could support life, and perhaps some that do. Planets circling other stars are many light years away. A light year is the distance that light travels in 1 year, about 9.5 trillion kilometers. Even with the TPF's advanced optics, Earth-like worlds will appear as a single pixel of light. How then will it be possible to learn much about them? Amazingly, that tiny speck of light can speak volumes about the planet from which it came. Embedded in that light are the fingerprints of the chemicals that have touched it, including gases in the planet's atmosphere. By splitting the light into its component frequencies, which for visible light creates the familiar rainbow of colors, scientists can reveal these fingerprints and learn about the chemistry of a planet's atmosphere. If life is widespread on a planet, its atmosphere should reveal that. Just as the air you exhale has more carbon dioxide and less oxygen than the air you inhale, the combined breathing of all the life on a planet will change the chemistry of its atmosphere. If life is plentiful on the planet, these changes may be large enough to notice from afar. A simple premise, but what would ET's breath actually look like? Which gases should we search for? We know the answers for our own world, but predicting how an alien biology might interact with its atmosphere is no simple matter. As astrobiologists, we've got to be sure that we're not too Earth-centric, says Michael Meyer, senior scientist for astrobiology at NASA's headquarters in Washington, D.C. The possibility that life elsewhere has a biology that's radically different from our own is perhaps the most exciting and challenging part of astrobiology. Not to mention a ubiquitous theme of science fiction. If life evolves by random mutations and natural selection, why should we expect alien life forms to be even remotely similar to earthly life? We have to be very careful about how foreign biology might be different from our own, especially when you get to the bigger molecules, such as DNA, says David Desmarais, principal investigator for the Ames Research Center team of NASA's Astrobiology Institute. For example, people have speculated that silicon, a primary component of sand and a close cousin to carbon, could form the basis of an extraterrestrial biology. Such alien life might forego sunlight and depend instead on the geothermal energy and hydrogen and sulfur compounds emitted from the planet's interior, much like the deep-sea vent ecosystems here on Earth. Or maybe the chemistry of alien life will be utterly different and unimaginable. Fortunately, the chemical constraints within which life must function make it likely that simple molecules such as oxygen and carbon dioxide will serve the same roles in an extraterrestrial biology as they do here on Earth. Suppose, says Myers, that there is silicon-based life. It might be photosynthetic, and you would still end up with oxygen in the atmosphere. You could go there, and life could be completely different, but some of the chemistry could still be the same as it is here on Earth. The small molecules are going to be more universal, agrees Desmarais. Large molecules like DNA and chlorophyll represent later, highly significant innovations of life on Earth, but also the ones that may have differed elsewhere. For this and other reasons, the exploration of distant Earth-like planets with TPF will focus on simple gases, such as oxygen, ozone, carbon dioxide, methane, and of course water vapor. Oxygen and its tag-along cousin ozone will top the list of target molecules. Without life, oxygen should be rare on rocky worlds. A small amount of it can be created without life by ultraviolet radiation that splits water vapor into hydrogen and oxygen. But that oxygen would readily be consumed by rocks and minerals on the planet's surface in the oxidizing reactions that produce, for example, rust. Volcanic gases also react with oxygen and remove it from the atmosphere. Geological processes alone usually work against the accumulation of oxygen. An oxygen-rich atmosphere is therefore out of chemical equilibrium, suggesting that some active agent, namely photosynthetic life, is constantly replenishing the supply. As Carl Sagan noted in a 1997 Scientific American article, the great concentration of oxygen in Earth's dense atmosphere is very hard to explain by any means other than life. The same would be true of planets around other stars. Next on the list of target molecules is methane. Scientists suspect that for roughly the first billion years of its history, life on Earth had not yet evolved oxygen-producing photosynthesis. Instead, the microorganisms that then dominated our planet tapped the energy in gases leaking out of Earth's interior, with some microbes creating methane as a byproduct. On a planet with a similar geology to Earth, methane levels greater than about 100 parts per million would suggest the presence of life. But methane would be a more ambiguous discovery than oxygen, because planets of a different geological makeup might produce abundant methane without life. Other details about these planets, such as their size, their distance from the parent star, their carbon dioxide and water vapor levels, and their reflectivity, will help scientists accurately interpret a methane or an oxygen discovery. These other details can also be measured, or at least estimated, using TPF and other telescopes. Some of these ideas have already been tested on a planet known to support life, Earth. In 1990, the Galileo spacecraft made a flyby of Earth on its circuitous journey to Jupiter. As it passed, Galileo's sensors detected high levels of oxygen and methane in Earth's atmosphere, and signs of chlorophyll on the ground. Chlorophyll, which absorbs light at the far red end of the visible spectrum, is a red flag for life. The TPF won't be sensitive to chlorophyll on a planet's surface, because atmospheric water vapor will likely render the surface opaque in the mid-infrared frequency range that TPF will observe. Even without chlorophyll, though, oxygen and methane, which TPF can detect, can make a compelling case for life. Should TPF find an atmosphere with Earth-like traits on a distant planet, it would be a momentous discovery. A planet other than our own teeming with life would no longer be a remote possibility. But could the spectra of distant worlds really prove life is there? Proof is always a tall order, especially when discussing extraterrestrial life. Nevertheless, such evidence would be very compelling to astrobiologists. After catching its first whiff of ET's breath, humanity would not likely give up the chase. The next step would be an even larger space telescope that could see the planet as more than one pixel, allowing scientists to see surface features such as continents and to observe the changing of the planet's seasons. And perhaps by the end of the next decade, it would be possible to send a probe across interstellar space to take a close-up look, which would finally provide incontrovertible evidence. Proof will be for the patient. Even using advanced propulsion technologies, a probe might take decades to reach a neighboring star. But to answer a profound question that's been asked by humanity for centuries, are we alone? Perhaps that isn't too long to wait. This story was written by Patrick Berry and presented by Science at NASA. To find more Science at NASA stories on the Internet, please visit science.nasa.gov.